Wow. This is the place? I know you said it was going to be small, but. Well, yeah, I guess I was thinking it would be more like, theater sized or something. No, honestly, it'll be fine. I just, well, I thought you said all that stuff about it being underground just to make yourself seem cooler, I guess. Yeah, sorry, that's kind of mean. I know. So we're meeting up with some friends of yours inside, right? Cool. Yeah, that sounds great. I'm looking forward to meeting them. Come on. Thank you, thank you. That front woman, she was so good. She really knew how to hold the audience. Yeah, and she was so, I don't know, confident, in control, like no fucks given. Yeah, I feel totally inspired. There was such a positive vibe in there, and I feel like I can do anything after listening to her. No, but I mean, come on. That was real girl power. I had an absolute blast. I'm serious. That was the best night out I've had since, well, since I moved here, for sure. No, really, I have to admit, I was kind of worried when I realized you were serious about how small the place was, but I had a great time. Yeah, I know you said it was gonna be fine, but it was still a bit intimidating when I saw that crowd. And when they started going crazy, there was that one guy who was throwing himself around. Yeah, I get that people aren't actually out to hurt each other, but still, there were a lot of flying arms and pushing and shoving. But once you get used to it, I kind of liked it, you know? Yeah, I was a badass, wasn't I? It was mostly you and your friends keeping them in check. You were all so cool. I really appreciated it. And you? You're a bit of a dark horse. You know that? Well, I mean, you're pretty quiet at work and kind of ordinary looking, but you looked in your element in there tonight. You looked like that was where you belong. Does that make sense? Oh, come on. I didn't mean it like that. It's just, I didn't mean boring. You just don't really look like the guy who's going to step in and handle things like you did in that pit. It's a compliment. Trust me. Oh, that's nice. Feels good to be off my feet. You're sure you're okay giving me a ride home? I can get a cab. What? Oh, come on. It was just a peck to say thanks for all this. I think that's allowable between friends, right? Okay. Just head out of town on the main drag. I'll direct you. It's not that far to my apartment. Thanks again for the ride. Listen, I'm still pretty amped up after the show. I'm not going to be sleeping for a while yet. You want to come up for a drink? Yeah, I'm sure. I'm probably going to end up on the couch for at least an hour watching TV while I come down from the gig. No. No boyfriend or roommate to disturb. It's just me. Oh. Please. Come on. I'm really not ready to turn in yet. Come and keep me company. Besides, I want to know more about you and your little gig crew. Voila. Welcome to my humble abode. Grab a seat on the couch. Sorry, it's the only seat I have in the lounge right now. What can I get you? It's probably not the time for coffee, but I've got beers, soda, tea. Oh, really? Yeah, sure, I've got hot chocolate. Not exactly rock and roll, but I guess it's a good way to wind down. Just give me a couple of minutes, I'll be right back. Here, your hot chocolate. Don't worry, I won't let your secret out. So, do you go to a lot of shows like that one? Oh, really? Wow, that's so cool. I really haven't done many of any type, just a handful. And the ones I have been to were bigger, like stadium shows and festivals. But that was so cool. I loved being right in the thick of it, being able to look the band in the eyes. Yeah, it is. It's like you make an instant connection. I want to do it again. It was so much fun. I really love their message too. I know the whole "this girl can" thing is a bit of a cliche, but the music just got me so pumped. And how are you not going to get inspired by someone who talks the way she does? I need to bottle some of her energy myself. Just get out there and don't be afraid to go after life. Right? Absolutely. And your friends were very cool too. They're a great little group. So, how do you know them all? Oh, just through meeting at gigs? That's great. I definitely need to come to more then. Get my social circle growing. They're such a mixed bunch, too. Did you see that Jess works at a law firm? You'd never guess. Yeah, she was. She definitely embodies that whole live for today thing, right? So, are you two, really? Because she's definitely into you. Oh, really? Shit, I'm sorry. God, me and my big mouth. So, was that a while back? And you two are cool? Oh, that's so great that you're still friends like that. So, why doesn't her current boyfriend come to the show? Not his thing? Right. So, does that mean that you're single then? Yeah? Maybe. I mean, you're very different outside of work. And, well, I kind of like how you were in that place. You're usually so quiet, but you really came out of your shell in there. What am I saying? Well, like I said, watching the band and watching Jess as well. It makes me realize that maybe I should just be prepared to do whatever I want, No waiting for things to fall in my lap. Like what? Come on. Do I have to spell it out for you? Like this. Do you want me to stop? I didn't think so. Just remember, this is all your fault.
You introduced me to that band. And to your kick-ass friends. This is what happens. I'm just seizing the moment and taking what I want. You're still sweaty. I can taste it on your skin. No, it's fine. I like it. Besides, I'm just a sweaty. See? So, tell me something. Which you is the real you? The mild-mannered guy in the office? Or the guy who just dealt with that oaf at the gig? Oh, really? It would be a shame if that's the case. Because it was kind of hot. I like the idea of you grabbing me like that and manhandling me.
Well, looky here.
But isn't this a dilemma? I mean, I do like this side of you, but I'm supposed to be the one taking the initiative, remember? So, how about you just follow me? Where do you think? To the bedroom, of course. Okay, mister. How about you toss me around like you did that guy in the pit? Very good. Now, get down here and let's get rid of these, shall we? Now, how about you lie down and you let me show you what's going to happen? No. You stay there. This is my show. That's better. And look, you're so ready for me. I'm just going to. Rub the head of your cock up and down my slit. Yeah, you feel how wet I already am for you. Yeah. Good. Okay. Here we go. Oh, yeah, baby. Look up at me. I'm going to work you like like she works that audience. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't really do dirty talk. I just felt like I wanted to, though. I like the idea. I just not very good at it, I guess. Yeah. Maybe I'll try that. Yeah? No, you're just going to lie there and Let me ride you. Oh, yeah. That's better. Oh, just be a good boy. Let me take control. Oh, yes. That's it. God, you're so deep. No, you keep your hands on my hips. There's a good boy. Yes, like that. Fuck. Yeah, I should have known you'd like it like this. Fuck. Yeah, like that. Oh, fuck. Oh. I love it. Yeah, you were so strong in that pit, but see how much of a puppy dog you are for me now. Now, give me your hand. That's it, right there. Oh God. Yes, right there. Fuck, that's so good. Yeah. Look at me. Oh, yes. Rub my clit harder. Yes. Oh, fuck. No, you can't. Not yet. Please. Just hold on until I... Fuck. Yes. Close. Oh, God. Yeah. Fuck. I'm coming. No. Just hold on. I want you to come in my mouth. I want to taste you. Come on, baby. Oh, yeah. Gonna come in my mouth. Give me a cum. Good boy, huh? That was fun. I think I like the mild version of you after all. I told you, it's your fault. You took me to see the band. This is what happens. Yeah? Maybe next time I'll let you take charge. Well, of course there's going to be a next time. You didn't think this was a one-time thing, did you? Oh, no. You've definitely flicked a switch somewhere. Now, how about an encore?